Okay, we're starting here at the top of Chedim and Aleph. Yesterday we discussed in the Mishnah the Machloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai with regards to a Yoledet. When it comes to a Yoledet, what is the din of the night in between Melot Tahara, the end of her days of Tahara, and the 81st day when she brings her Korban? That status of that night, it's somewhat of a twilight zone, because she's already past the point where she has the Mei Tahara, but on the other hand, she has yet to bring her Korban. So is it considered to be a single unit? If she has a hapalah, she has a leida that night, is that considered to be one with the original leida, which is that Beit Shammai? Beit Hillel, on the other hand, says, Melot Tahara, she already finished her Yemei Tahara, even though she can't bring the Korban yet. It's already considered to be a new counting, and she'll have to bring two Korbanot, one for each leida. So now we have a bright Tanya. Amru lohem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Vahari hu omer olivat. In the Parsha Tazria, in the beginning, when it talks about the Yoledet, it says, Melot Yemei Tahara levain olivat. So olivat lorabot or shmonim ve'achad. So olivat comes to include the night of the 81st. I mean, the night after the 80th, before the 81st. That night is included to create a new problem of leida. If you have a leida then, you have to bring a separate korban. Rabbi Hoshaya, habashkia kamei de bar kapara. Hoshaya used to learn by bar kapara in Eretz Yisrael. Shavke v'ata de kamei de Rabbi Chia. And he left him and went to learn by Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia had come from Bavel up to Eretz Yisrael, and then he went to learn itself Rabbi Chia. Yom echad pagabei. One day, Rabbi Hoshaya bumped into his old Rebbe, Bar Kapara, Baminei, and he asked his Rebbe, Zav Shira'a Gimriyot, a Zav who saw three emissions. We know from the Mishnah in Megillah, Ein Ben Zav Bal Shtei Riyot, LeZav Bal Shalosh Riyot. There's no difference between a Zav that has two sightings and a Zav that has three sightings, except that a Zav that has three sightings brings a Korban. So a Zav, who has two sightings, two emissions, he has 7 days of, at the end of the seventh day, he becomes Tahor after he goes to the mikveh, it's done. A Zav Bal Shlosh Riyot, a Zav that has three emissions, after the seventh day, again he's Tahor, but he brings Karbanot on the eighth day. So he looks exactly like a Yoledet. There's a point at which he reaches Tahara, in terms of his emissions, that's the night after the seventh. In terms of his being Mutar L'Kodoshim, you need the Karbanot on the eighth. His question is, what happens if he has an emission on that night in between? The same thing like the Yoledet. What happens to that interim night? So ma Beit Hillel omrim b'dvar zeh. What do Beit Hillel hold about this? Tamayu de Beit Hillel bima pelet balayla mishum dechriv odavat. Is the reason for Beit Hillel based on a ribui from the pasuk, which is unique to Yoledet, which means that Beit Hillel agrees in general to the principle of Beit Shammai, that Laila is Lav Zman Korban, and therefore it would consider to be one unit. The exception to the rule is Yoledet, because there you have a limud from the Pasuk, Olavat. Aval Zav, Shira Gimriot, Velelchet, Patre. They would say, Ani Ochanami is Patur. He's still included in the original emission that he saw, and he won't have to bring a second Korban. One Korban will suffice. Demelomi Atre cry, because there you don't have a rebuy from the Pasuk. Odim Aloshna. Or is the real reason of Beit Hillel, because they believe Laila is Zman Riyah, is a Zman Lukurban, and therefore he's not classified as Mechusar Zman, and he will have to bring a separate Korban for this emission. Okay, so very good. So your point is, and that's exactly what the question is, from the Mishnah, it seems that it's a Svara. And that's clear that the Svara is just that night is not Mechusar Zman. That's from Rabbi Tilo in the Mishnah. The problem is that we brought this braita that says Beit Hillel learned it out of a limud. So that's his question. The question of Rav Hoshaya is, which one is the real reason of Beit Hillel? Is the real reason of Beit Hillel Svara, and then if it would apply to Zav, like the Mishnah? Or is the reason of Beit Hillel based on this braita, and therefore it would not apply to Zav? So exactly what you're pointing out is exactly the question of Rav Hoshaya's answer. So Amalei Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says back to him, Ma Bavli Omer Bazeh. What does your Babylonian friend say about this? Right, a little dig about your old Rebbe. And the gears of the Shita here is Ma'aya Omer Bazeh. What is Aya Omer Bazeh? And the reason being that his name was Rav Chia, but since he was Bavel, he could not pronounce the Chet properly. So he used to call him Rav Aya, because he couldn't say Chia. So therefore he was, you know, poking a little fun at his Babylonian friend. I shtik Rav Hoshaya, Melo Amar Klum. He was silent and he didn't say anything. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that's because he was hurt. That Bar Kapara was making fun of his Rebbe. There's one adarshin it more for a positive way, but Beinu Gershon seems to be pshat here is that he took offense to the way Bar Kapara had spoken to him. Malay Bar Kapara, Tzrichim L'divrei Ayah. We need Rabbi Chiya in this case. So, according to this girsa that we have in front of us, it means that in the end we need Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya were the authors or the misadrim of the Braitot. And in the end he's saying we need Rabbi Chiya, we need the Braita, and the Braita is what governs over here. So that would be according to the girsa we have. Rabbeinu Gershon says, Amalei Rabbi Shaya bar kapara, tzrichim anu l'divreya, sh'ata miganen, fishyode l'shiv lo'ata. He knows what to answer here, and you don't. So Rabbi Shaya was responding to bar kapara that we need Rabbi Chi over here, meaning that he was standing up for his Rebbe at this point. The girsa of the Shita Mikubetzet Odalit as a different girsa, and he says to him, Hadar Rabbi Shaya bayamine, milta achrita. He asked him another question then, and then bar kapara responded to him, we need Rabbi Chiya again? Again, it was, seems to be from the Shita Mikubetzet that he asked him one question, then a second question, and then both times he responded, and it was basically poking fun at Rabbi Chiya because he was upset that Rabbi Shaya had left him, and he said, when you went to the better Rebbe, doesn't he know the answer to this question? According to the Shita, it seems to be that the whole thing is negative. The gears that we have in front of us seems to be that Bar Kapara, in the end, said, we need Rabbi Chiya, and he rectified the situation. Again, so there's a mix of, depending on what the girsa is a mix of what had transpired here. Again, if you read it like the Rabbeinu Gershom at first, Bar Kapara had poked fun at Rabbi Chiya, and Bar Kapara comes back and says that we need Rabbi Chiya because the Braita is the answer to this question, and Beit Hillel are governed by the Braita, and that's their real reason over here. We have the Shita Mikubetzet who says there were two questions asked, and both times Bar Kapara answered with poking fun at Rabbi Chiya. And then the girsa that we have in front of us, which makes it look like, at first he had responded in a way that was poking fun, and then he backed down a little bit and said, we need Rabbi Chiya, we need the bright over here. Okay, now, Nachzor al Rishonot, which is the equivalent in other Mesakto to Amar Mar. Let's go back to what we said before, which is, Harehu Omer Olevat, Lorabot, or Shmonim Ve'chad, that bright that we quoted. Neima Kitanai. Let us say that this question that we asked, posed about the Zav, is actually Machloket Tanaim. Zav shara gimuriot belel chet. It was Zav who saw three emissions on the night of the 8th. Tani chada mivi, but tani idach enu mivi. One Tana says he has to bring a second, separate korban for that ri'ya. We have another braita that says you don't have to bring a separate korban. My lav, tanai, that's a machloket tanaim. Taha de tanya mivi, the one who says you have to bring a separate korban, kazav alalei leinu mechusus man. The Lala is not Mechusar Zman, just like Beit Hillel says about the night of the 81st, it's Ein Mechusar Zman. So to the night of the 8th is Ein Mechusar Zman. V'adatani Ein Mevi. And the Braita that says he can't breathe, Kasavar, Laila Mechusar Zman. He thinks that Laila is problematic. What about Beit Hillel by the night of the 81st? That's a reboy from the Pasuk of Olevat. But aside from that, Laila is Mechusar Zman and you won't bring a separate Korban. Everybody holds that Laila is not a time for emission. The one who says you bring it, what ended up happening was, you can get to an end of the 8th day two ways. You can have a Zav that saw two emissions, has to count 7 days, bitara, and then he's done. He's finished. So that braita says, if a Zav like that sees three yot on the night after he finished, then he has to bring a separate korban. V'ad etanya emivi, the one who says, you don't have to bring a Zav val gimel riyot. He was a Zav that had three emissions. If he has three emissions, he has to wait the 7 days of Tara, plus bring his korban on the 8th day. So he's still within the context of Zav, and therefore he doesn't bring a separate korban. Gemara asks, Zav val bit riyot, my lememra. If you have a Zav that had two emissions, he finished the 7th day, of course, if he has emissions on the night afterwards, he has to bring a new korban. He's no longer a Zav. He's not even Shayach to Pajr Zav anymore. He's totally Tahor. So Hakam Ashmalon, Dav Koral Belel Chet, comes to teach us, and only if he saw the emissions on the night of the 8th. Ava Beyomoma Dezayin, had he seen three emissions on the 7th day, lo, he would not have to bring a Korban. Whoa, why not? Baal Shtei Riyot, he's only a Zav of Shtei Riyot now. He doesn't have a Korban. All of a sudden he sees three Riyot, he should have to bring a Korban. Why doesn't he have to bring a Korban? Kazavar, over here, he was during his Shiva Nikiyim. He was trying to have 7 days of Tara. Any emission that is seen during the 7 days of Tara breaks the Tara, but does not obligate a Korban. Korban can only obligate it if you start from ground zero. If you have nothing, if you're Tahor, and you have three emissions, then you can bring a Korban. or if you've never been Tahor. But if you're in your process of becoming Tahor in the 7 days of Tara, and then you have a break in that, the three emissions that during that period of time are a break in your Tara, but they don't obligate you in a Korban. No. If you have, there are two cases. The case, which is the Breita case. Case he had Shivin Nikim, finished. He's Tahor Legamre. Sees three the night afterwards. There he'll have to bring a Korban, because he saw them after he was clearly complete. The other case is on the seventh day. Counted six Bitara. On the seventh day of Tara, he sees three emissions on that day. In that case, he will not bring a Korban. So Amar Rava, Amayu Kimta Lahadatanya, Enmevi, Bizav Gimel Riyot. Why did you set up the case where he doesn't have to bring a Korban with a Zav that's three Riyot, suggesting that because he had three Riyot and his Chayv a Korban, that it was Laila Bechuzer's man? If that is the case, if you're right about that, and you're suggesting that this Breita says that there is such a concept by Zav, that a Zav could have multiple Riyot and only have to bring one Korban, meaning that he can exit the period of Tumah and yet only have to bring one Korban. And we're going to have a list in the upcoming parak Mishnah like that. How come it's not included in that list of the five? It says Lo Psika. It's not definitive. It's not definitive because the Zav, depending on how many Riyot he sees on the night of the 8th, will make a difference. That it's not just any time he has a Riyah on the night of the 8th that, okay, yeah, automatically he brings a Korban or he's included in this Korban. Because if he sees one emission that night of the 8th, and then two emissions the next morning, he'll have to bring a separate Korban. So since it's not Psika Mel Milto, it's not every case where he sees on the night of the 8th, will he have to bring he will not have to bring a separate Korban. There are times where he'll be on a mission on the night of the 8th, and he will have to bring a separate Korban, depending on what he sees the next morning. So it's not Sikolei Milto, therefore they didn't want to include it in the Mishnah. In Ochanami, there is such a concept by Zav, but it's not in every case by Zav. By Zav, you'll have some cases where the Re'iyah will end up in a new Korban, some instances where the Re'iyah will not end up in a new Korban. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra'ah Chat Balayla, if he sees one on the night of the 8th, Ubet Bayom, and two on the next morning, Mevi, he has to bring a Korban, a separate Korban. Bet Balayla, if he sees two at night, then he does not bring it. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Teido. That's right, but Rabbi Yochanan is right because when it comes to the first emission of a Zav, the Torah says that the first emission of a Zav is equal to Motzi Shikvat Zera. Motzi Shikvat Zera is just Tumat Erev. And then you see two more, they're Mitztarif to it. So the first one at night is not really a Zav emission. It's a Shechvat Zera equivalent emission. The Zav emissions really only start from 2 and on. So since he saw 2 and 3 already during the day, that's why it works. That makes a lot of sense. But in the case where he saw 2 at night, already had one Zav emission at night, which creates a problem. And therefore it's not Mitztarif. So I'm Rav Sheshi, I don't like your comparison. Rav Sheshi, Rav Davidi, Midiriya. You don't have to compare them. Riyah Rishona Shel Zav, Chazya Bizman Chiyuva. What are you talking about? When you're talking about Riyah Rishona Shel Zav, in that case, he saw it in a time that it was Bizman Chiyuv. Achat Balayla came into Lab Bizman Chiyuva, Chazya, Ilav Deshmin and Rabbi Yochanan Mitztarif, Havamina Lodo Ditztarif. I don't agree with you. When it comes to Shechvat Zera, or the first Riyah of a Zav, even though it's Negdar Keshikvat Zera, it still was done at a time when he would have, had he had a mission of a Zav, it would have been classified as a mission, because it was a Zman of Chiyuv. A Zman meaning that a Zman where he could become Tameh. So he saw the first emission, even though it's classified as a Keshikvat Zera, by a time that would have been, if he had three emissions, he would have been a Zav. But over here in our case, the time that he has the first emission is at nighttime, when if he saw the other two, he would not have been chayav to bring a korban, because that is not a time of Zav. Night of the 8th is Mechusar Zman. So you can't compare the cases. We would have automatically known the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's din is a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though he saw the first one and of time that is Mechusar Zman, he still can count it towards the three. That's a big chiddush. That's not something that's automatic. You would have known that from a regular three riyot of Zav. First one, Shikvat Zera, the other two add on. Because even when the first one is classified as Shikvat Zera, it was still at a time when you could have become Tameh completely to a Zav. Our case here, on the night of the 8th, if he saw all three, then he would not become Tameh as a Zav to bring a Korban. So therefore, the chiddush of Yochan is that even though he saw the first one then, yes, it's classified as Shikvat Zera, and a time that is not Chiyuv, it's still Mitztarif the other two the next morning. So Rav Sheshit is saying, you can't just say, oh, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is saying something we know. It's not. There's a big chiddush in what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Even so, you saw the first riyab is man that there is mechusar's man. It's still mitzdarif the other two the next morning, which are at the time of izav. Came the lab is man chiyuv chazi lab deshmin Rabbi Yochanan mitzdarif. Rabbi Yochanan now taught us this din. Avamina lo tzdarif. We thought it wasn't mitzdarif, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is adding a special chiddush here, not just an extension of the case that you had read in any other situation. So the Gemara says, "Umiya Rabbi Yochanan laila mechusar's man." From here we see that Rabbi Yochanan believes that Laila really is Mechusar's man, because it says when you have two riyot at night, it doesn't work, because Laila is Mechusar's man. V'amar Chizkia, nitma bayom mevi, balayla ein mevi. He comes to me in the day, he brings a separate korban, balayla ein mevi. Rabbi Yochanan amar, afilu balayla mevi. Even he sees at night, he has to bring. So Gemara says, ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan bet balayla v'achat bayom ein mevi. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when you have two emissions at night and one in the day, meaning two emissions at the night of the 8th, one emission in the morning of the 8th, Ein Mevi Korban, he's saying this, L'divre Omer Mechusar's man. He's saying this according to the one who holds that it's Mechusar's man. He says, I don't hold of this, but the one who holds that Mechusar's man, that's the way it would be. Gemara says, L'divre Omer Pshita. What do you mean? That's all, of course. The one who says it's Mechusar's man, if you have two emissions at night, of course it doesn't count. What's the question? So he says, no, ra'achat balayla, ubet bayom, it's trichale. The other side of Rabbi Yochanan's statement is the chiddush. Even according to the one who says that layla is mechusar's man, if you see one emission at night, and two emissions of the day, ma'ruteva came into love's man chiyuba kochazi, like what Rav Sheshit had suggested before, Rav Sheshit Baridi, that since he saw it at a time that wasn't chiyuba, maybe lo distareif. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. The divrei omer, layla is mechusar's man. If you see the first emission at night, that's okay, and it can be mitzdarif. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Even according to the Divrei Omer that Laila is mechusar's man, it's mitzdarif to the other two emissions that you see during the day, according to Kuli Alma. Whether you hold Laila is mechusar's man, whether you hold Laila is not mechusar's man, nighttime, that first emission can be mitzdarif to two emissions during the day. Obviously, the other way around will be different, depending if you think Laila is mechusar's man and mechusar's man. If you see two emissions at night, if you think Laila is mechusar's man, then you have nothing. You don't have to make a korban. According to one who says that Laila is not Mechusar's man, you still may mitzdarif to the day, and you would have to bring a separate korban. All right, next Mishnah. Ha'isha she'esh alea safek hei leidot, o safek hei zivot. She has one of these. She either has five births that she's a safek, whether she was mepila, something that is mecheyevet her, or she has hei zivot, five zivot. So safek hei zivot, which comes out of the Mishnah back in Arachin, woman who gets mixed up, whether she's in a nida or a zava, and she has three sightings. She doesn't know if she's within her yamei nida or yamei ziva, and therefore she doesn't know if she's a zava gdola or not. She has five safek zivot, she has me. Mevia korban echad, vochelet bezvachim. She brings one korban, and she eats the zvachim. As Rashi points out, we'll see this in the Gemara also. It's like a tefillah. Pure tamei five times over, you go to the mikveh once, and you're tahor. Over here, this woman is bringing a chatat, in order to be able to eat kodeshim. She doesn't have any chet here. It's a matir. It's a machshir. So just like tevila is a machshir, you do one tevila for multiple tumult, so to over here, you're going to bring one korban for multiple zivot or multiple leidot. The remainder she doesn't have to bring because they're all sfeikot. We don't want to increase the number of sfeikot. But koshi, we're chetir to bring a chatat b'safek. So here, in order to allow her to eat kodeshim or to enter into the mikdash, okay, there we allowed her to bring one korban b'safek. But to bring multiple korban b'safek, there's no reason to do that. Hey zivot vadot, if she has five zivot where she's chayevet, she knows for sure she has to bring korban, or vehei leidot vadot, or she has five births where she has to bring, mivia korban echad, as soon as she brings one korban, ve'ochele b'zvachim, she can eat zvachim right away. As soon as she brings her machshir, her matir, she can eat kodeshim. What about the other four? V'ashar alea chova. The remainder on her, she's obligated to bring them, but they are not ma'akev her to eat in kodoshim. She only has to go to the mikveh once to become tahor. Same thing here, she only has to bring one korban in order to be mati her. She has obligations with the other four because she's chayavah to bring these korbanot. But they're not ma'akev her, they will not stop her from eating kodoshim once she's brought the makshir once. Ma'asish amdu kinim b'yushalayim b'dinar zahav. Imagine this. In Yushalayim, a kinim is a pair of birds. That's an olana chatat. Cost a dinar zahav. A dinar zahav is 25 dinarei kesef. It's an unbelievable price for a kinim. The way Rashi reads it, it's shamdu kinim bidinarei zahav. Two pairs of kinim, that means four birds, equal two gold coins, which is the equivalent of saying that one kan is equal to one gold coin. But either way, it's a huge price. And it was causing a huge problem because women were not able to afford to bring their korbanot, and they were afraid that what was going to happen? They were going to bring their korbanot and start to eat kodashim. They'd be tmeim and mechusrei kapara and eat kodashim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ha'mo'nazeh, in the other places, he's saying a shvua by Mikdash, lo alina laila, I will not sleep tonight ad shiyeh b'dinarim, until the price is dropped back to a dinar kesef and not a dinar zav. But so if nichnat the Beit Din, he goes into Beit Din v'lamad, or really made, really. He taught. Ha'isha she'esh alei hei leidot vadot, hei zivot vadot, mivi'ah karban achet ve'ochelet bezvachim. She brings one korban, and she is tohor, she can eat from the kodashim. Ve'ein ashar alei chuvah. And the remainder are not an obligation. Oh boy. V'amdu kinim v'yomahu b'yiritayim. The price of kinim dropped to a quarter of a silver coin. I'm not sure if you gear so that it's half a silver coin, whatever it is. He put pressure on the price by changing the psa. Question is, what did he do here? Rashi says, and Rashi is unbelievable, what Rashi says is, Afal pisha hikil al debay Torah. He's paskening against the Torah here. The Torah says she brings one, she's tahor, that's what we saw in the Mishnah, but the other four are an obligation on her. What did he, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel paskened? One is obligation, everything else is a reshut, she doesn't have to bring the remainder. He paskened against the Torah that she doesn't have the obligation for the other four. And what does Rashi say? It was an eight lasot Hashem. Why? Because if we didn't drop the price, they weren't going to bring any korbanot. And they're going to be eating kodashim b'tumah, entering into the mikdash to chiv karet. So in order to prevent that, he was willing to say the other four are not an obligation in order that she brings at least one. So he changed the halacha against the Torah. He went against the Torah in order to prevent this a bigger avla, which is that they would come in and be a chiv karet. Tosafot is not willing to accept that. Tosafot says, Nira shalohi kila dvar Torah. Elo the tvilot, midami lo legamre. Paired it to tvilot. Imechayev hei tvilot. Kevin the tavalei chada. In tzirichli tvolot. So Tosafot seems to indicate that he didn't go against the Torah. He just explained what the Iker Din was. The Iker Din was that she was tahor after one bringing. The women were making a mistake and thinking they couldn't eat kodashim until they brought all five. So instead, he told them the Iker Alofa. The Iker Alofa is that one is what you need to be tahor. The other four are not an obligation. Now, according to this, you can see that the Girsa, the Tzon Kodashim, brings down that Tosos Girsa and the Mishnah does not include what we have. Ve'en Ashar Leo Chuvah, he doesn't have that Girsa. He says, according to Tosafot, it seems, the Rabbeinu Tam lo Garas, Ve'en. He didn't have that Girsa. The only thing that he said was that all you need is one to be Tahor. So he's actually made me the Din al Divrei Torah, according to the Tosafot. It's a huge difference between the way Rashi explains it and the way Tosafot explains it. Rashi explains he was Okir Divrei Torah. They had a mistake. They were machmir on themselves. Or they misunderstood. So he brought back the halacha to the Ikar, so they understood that only one is needed to be Torah, and that's what dropped the price. It's unbelievable. It's huge. It's a gulf, a world between them. Right? He has both of those. He has five vadai leidot, this woman, and she has five sfeikot by ziva. Or, hey, leidot, it should be hey, zivot, vadai, Vehei zivot safek. She has five absolute zivot and five safekot by ziva. So in this situation, she has a safek and a vadai. So what does he have? What does she do here? Maybe abet kinim. She brings two pairs of birds. Achad al vadai, achad al safek. One for the vadai group and one for the safek group. Shel vadai, the one she brings to represent the vadai nechelet. It's eaten because it's a full fledged korban. Veshar le'achuvah, and she has to bring the remaining four afterwards. Shel safek in a nechelet. The safek is not eaten because it's safek chatat, which we've seen before. Chatat is safek by birds is not eaten. Veina shar le'achuvah. Exactly like our Mishnah. Basically, the psak is like we would have seen out of our Mishnah. V'yokun ben Uri Omer, ala vadai tomar. When she brings the one pair for the vadai, she has to say, ala achrona. I'm bringing this for the last one. It's better and she's fine. Shel safek, when it comes to the pair for the safek, im yesh vadai menehem. If you have a vadai that is equal to the safek, meaning that you have a safek leida and a vadai leida, or you have a safek ziva and a vadai leida, then tomar la vadai, then she should say this on the vadai v'tipater. Vim lav, not, tomar la echad mehen v'tipater. So she says on one of them that this is for the safek, and it doesn't matter which safek, she's done. Kivu omer, ben ala vadai, ben ala safek, tomar, achad mehen v'tipater. Doesn't matter, vadai, safek, she could say about any one of them, it's for one of the five that I need, and she's done. So Amar le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Papa, Eimelo Chamish Mei Derava. I'll say you something over from Rava. Hana Tanai, but my plige. What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? Where it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri midami lohon lechatat. Yochanan ben Nuri compares them to a chatat. Demand the mechayev hei chataot. Someone is chayev five chataot, adamaiti kulon. That you need to bring all five of them. In the end, the last one is mechaper. Hachanami loshna, also over here. She has five vadai chataot that she has to bring. She's got to bring up to the fifth one. Now what's difficult with this, and Tosfos points it out right away, he doesn't understand the comparison over here. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri doesn't say she has to bring all five. He just says the one that she brings has to represent the fifth one, the last one. He says, I don't understand. Over here, the way, if you took this comparison the way it should be, you should have to bring all five of them, not just for the last one. So he leaves it at Bitzar Chiyun.
You see, no, it's either the last one is what counts.
That's... The comparison is not complete then. That is what he's saying. So just like the last one is you need to get to your cup, right? So it's over here, the last one counts. But that's not the comparison, it's not complete. Over there, you have to bring all five chatot. Here, you don't have to bring all five of them. Rabbi Akiva medamele the tvilin to go into mikvah. Demand them chayiv hei tvilot. Came into tavil chad zimna yitar. As long as you bring one, you're fine. Hakanami loshna. You bring one of them, it doesn't matter which one you bring. It doesn't matter which one you go to the mikvah for. If you go to the mikvah, you're tor. So to over it doesn't matter which one of the vadaim you bring. That'll make you mutar to eat. Based on that, the Rabbi Akiva also says, I don't understand here. Why do you have to bring one of the vadaim, one of the safik? Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever you have to bring, you just have to bring one. If you bring one, it's like going to the mikvah. It doesn't matter what type of tumah you had all the way along. So let's go to the mikvah, you're tor. So why do you have to bring one in the vadai, one in the safek? He loses a bit sarchiyon godol. Says, I don't understand the Gemara over here. So I'm a layer of papa, yisakadat, chamiyom, chimiyom, lechatat, mintamilen, amayshal safek. Tomar alachad mehem, vitipater. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really thinks it's a chatat, then why on the safek can he say on any one of them, vitipater? Ilumad mechayev. When it comes to chataot, someone is mechayev ashamot tluyin. That's the equivalent of a safek by a chatat. Chatat is the vadai. The asham talui is what you bring on a safek. Kicha mi maiti chad mi miftar. If you had five safek chataot, you have to bring five ashamot tluyin. Do you just bring one asham talui and you're done? No, you have to bring all five ashamot. If that's the case, then you should have to do, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, not only should you have to say this by the vadai, you should also have to say it by the safek. Just like by the Vadai, you'd have to bring all five or say it about the last one. So too by the Hashem Talui, you'd have to bring it about all five of them. Batanya, we have a bright, Zeh HaKlal. Kosha Chalukim Chataot, Chalukim Hashemot. If you would bring separate Chataot, you also have to bring separate Hashemot Tluyin. Ella, this is what the Machlok. The Kuli Alma, the Tvilot, Midami Lahon. Everybody agrees it's just like a Tvila. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Problem is, we worry about what the woman's going to think next time. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Saver Chashin the Pshia. What we're worried about is that if the woman brings one chatat and one kan for her five leidot, and we don't say it's for the last one, she's going to think this. She's going to say, last time I brought it for the first one, and then I had four more leidot, and I bring it, and I was tohor. So then she'll have more leidot, and she'll say, listen, I don't have to bring it. I'll bring it when I get to five. I'll bring it when I get to a number. I don't have to bring it each time. She's going to make a mistake and think she doesn't have to bring it on every leidah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Mary says, you have to say about the kind that you bring, this is for the last one. Because when she says it for the last one, she'll understand for every leidah you need to bring one. And that's why she brought it on the last one, because she has to bring in all of them. We're not worried about this. The woman knows. The reason that it works here is because she's bringing it after the fact. She's bringing it after all of these leidot. She's not going to think, therefore, every leidah doesn't require it. So it's a machloka that whether it goes there, mishum pshia, or not. Everybody agrees that it's like tvilah. If you do one, you're done. It's one and out. Question is, how do you have to assign that one? Rabbi Akiva says you have to, you could say any one of them, just like by tvilah, any one of them, your matayar from takes care of all of them, so too over here. The Yochanan ben Nuri says, you're right, mikar alocha, but I'm worried about the next time this woman comes around. If we don't tell her it's for the last one, she's gonna think that not every leida needs to have a korban brought. She's going to come to eat kodeshim or into the mikdash without bringing a korban after her leida, and from that will be a churva, because she'll be chayev karet. The end of the parak. Let's bring the next parak. Arba'a mechusrei kapara v'arba'a mevi'in al azadon kishogeg. There are four people that require korbanot in order to become tohor, and there are four instances where you bring a korban on mezid and shogeg. Now we're going to do with the first of those. Elohen mechusrei kapara. Who are the four individuals who not only need to be tahor through the mikveh and yamin, but also need karbanot? Zav, azava, yoledet, and mitzora. So we bumped into zav and yoledet already. Here we add into a zava gdola and a mitzora. Belezim and Yaakov Omer, ger mechusrei kapara, shizrok alav dam. A ger has to bring a korban when he converts, And until he brings that korban, and they have the zrikat adam on that korban, he is also classified as a mechusar kapar. He can't eat from kodoshim, and he can't enter the mikdash. Nazir liyeno, v'tiklachto, v'tumato. And also, a nazir, in order to drink wine, to cut his hair, and to be metameh l'meitim, he also has to bring a korban. So Reuven ben Yaakov adds on two more mechusar kapara, that is a ger and a nazir. Vaishna zav v'zava, the money alone betraying. Why does the Mishnah enumerate Zav and Zavah separately? I mean, the male and female separately. Because they have a different din in Tumah. The Zav lo mitameh bonus. That is Zav, if he has an accidental omission, then he's not tameh. The Zavah lo mitameh biriyot kubiyamim. And Zavah gdola nida. Zavah does not become tameh from the number of omissions or sightings, but rather based on the days. She has to have a sighting for 3 consecutive days. 3 consecutive sightings is not enough. That's not true by a Zav. A Zav who has 3 consecutive emissions, even on the same day, will become Tameh. So they have different dinim completely. And therefore, they separated them in the Mishnah, Zav and Zavah. They don't just say, oh, Zav, period, and that would include Zav and Zavah. Titania, Mibsaro, Pulu Machmat Onso. When he sees Zov, Mibsaro, he has to see Zav that comes out. Titania, Mibsaro, Pulu Machmat Onso. It has to be that it emits from him, not because of some sort of accident or unintentional consequence. Biriyot kiyamim, and that din is because the Tanya, Tala Ketubet HaZachar Biriyot, Vetzanei Kava Biyamim. Zachar has to do with the number of emissions, the female has to do with the number of days. V'zava mitameh ba'ones, v'lo mitameh biriyot kibiyamim. A zava is mitameh, it doesn't matter whether the sighting, blood sighting happened intentionally or unintentionally. V'lo mitameh biriyot kibiyamim, her number of sightings doesn't matter, it matters the number of days. And that's it, so there's a big difference between them. So Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't you mention Mitzorah and Mitzorat? You should mention the male and the female separately. Nami Chaluka Tumatan, they have a different din. The Mitzorah don't priya ufrima. A Mitzorah, a male Mitzorah, has to let his hair be disheveled and his clothing be in tatters. Dikhtev bigadavi ufrumim brosheo yefarua. Vasur v'tashmisha mita. And he's not allowed to be together with his wife during that period of time. Umitzorat, a female mitzorat, is not true. Eina tuna priyo frima. She does not require that she let her hair become disheveled and that her clothing be tattered. Titania, eni ele ish. The parsha of mitzorat starts with ish. Isha minayim. How do I know that isha is included? Kesho omer vatzarua. Atzarua means anyone who has tzorat, including a female. Harikan shnayim. Imkein matam lamer ish. Why does the word ish use? What type of mute is it? Nitko aktuv minyan shomalo. Don't use it where it's written, but rather later on in the dinim mitzorah, lomar ish poreya uporeim venisha porat uforemet. The ish, that mir, comes to teach you that that din is only applicable by these particular halachot of the mitzorah about priya and frima. Umeteret v'tashmisha tida. She's allowed to cohabitate. Shenemar v'yishev michutz le'ohalo. The mitzorah must sit outside of his tent shivat yamim. V'lo lechutz le'ohala. Says it in the male form. Oh, lo, his tent, but not her tent. Hilkach, nimninu, betraying. Why don't we say mitzorah, mitzorah separately? Because they have different dinim. Where it says, zav zava, ikar tumatan chaluka. But zav and zava, their ikar tumah is totally different. Their base tumah is different. The number of emissions, the way that they become tameh is totally different. Mitzorah, mitzorat, inikar tumatan chaluka. Their base din is the same. It's kegris. Havahai kegrisu. Their difference is inside halachot. Sidebar halachot that make a difference. The core mitzorah, mitzorat are the same. It's just they have a little difference in some dinim here and there. But that's not a core difference in mitzorah. As opposed to zav and zavah, from the core, from the beginning, their dinim are totally different. The way they become tamei, how they become tamei, what makes them tamei, everything is different about them. And therefore they're counted separately versus mitzorah, mitzorat, which are counted as a single item in the Mishnah. But also, men Yaakov Amer Ger Mechusar Kapara. Tana Kama, my time alo Tani Ger. Kik Tani Midim De Mishra Le Meichal Be Kodashim. The Mishnah only is enumerating things that make you mutter to eat Kodashim. Ger Ki Maiti Korban Lach Shui Navshe Le Meal Bakal. A Ger is meaning the Korban not to let him to eat Kodashim, but rather to allow him to join Klal Yisrael. It's for a different reason. Now Rashi says it means the Korban is to make him, allow him to join Klal Yisrael plus eat Kodashim. Just means Kodashim is a minor part of it. There are others, like the Rebbein of Gershom, others say, though, it means that it's only to allow him to come to the Kaal, that he can eat Kodashim even without it. But Nazir, my time, lotani. So why didn't they include Nazir? Sof sof, nazir nami ki maiti karban, the shturi and the mishte yayin, de chulinu. Exactly what you said, Tzvi. The reason that by nazir is to allow him to drink wine, which is a din in chulin. It's not a din in kodashim. He can eat kodashim. It's nothing to do with kodashim. It has to do with his ability to drink wine. Rebbe Lezim Yaakov, diktani nazir, the mishri nashe. And according to Lezim Yaakov says that a nazir is, eni nami nazir tamei. Nazir tamei also has to bring a korban to be matir himself. He says, no, Rabbi Blessing says, ki mighty korban. Why does a nazir tamei bring a korban? Not to make himself tahor, but meichal alei zirut petarahu. That's allowing him to start his new nazirut. Has nothing to do with making him tahor, or for kodeshim, it has to do with making himself tahor. So therefore, Rabbi Blessing and Yaakov only mentioned a nazir tahor, not a nazir tamei. Tarabanan, ger mukav lechol b'kodeshim ad shivi kino. Ger may not partake of kodeshim until he brings his korban, his kan. If he brings his one bird out of his two that morning, he can already eat kodeshim that night. Kol kinim shebetorah. Any other case where you have to bring a pair of birds for a din in the Torah, achat chatat v'achat olah. One of them is a chatat, one's an olah. Kan shteim olot. For a ger, both of them are olot. So therefore, if he brings one of them, he's already yotze. He brought his olah. So he can eat the kodeshim. He has to bring the other one. He's chayav to bring the other one. But nevertheless, the matir is true, or the makshir is true, the one olah. If he didn't bring a bird, but instead brought an animal, yetzah, that works. Olah v'shlamim, if he brought an olah and a shlamim, it works, because of the olah that he brought. Mincha v'shlamim lo yetzah. If he brings mincha and shlamim, that doesn't do the job. Lo amru kan el akel. By a kan, we only said that to be the mekil on him, that he can bring a kan. He doesn't have to bring a behemah, he can bring birds. So I'm going to ask, Maishna, Mincha Ushlamim Delo Yatzah. What does it mean? Mincha Ushlamim, why does it work? Tichtiv. And this is your question, Tzvi. Where do we know this from? So the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk from Shlach, which is in the Parsha of the Nisachim. Parsha of the Nisachim is talking about brenot that are brought entirely on the Mizbeach. It says, Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha Et Eile, Akivi Shereach Michoach Lashem. Now, V'chi Agur Yitchem Ger, O Asher B'tochuchem L'dor Adichem, here's a gear that wants to bring a korban. The way that you did it is the way that he should do it. What is the way that you did it? That's by Har Sinai. What did you do at Har Sinai? Ola Ushlamim. So what does he have to do? He has to also bring an Ola Ushlamim. So that's the way we get this limud. Kasher tasu ken yaseh. Ma atem Ola Ushlamim. Just like you did at Har Sinai, you brought an Ola Ushlamim. Av gerul av shlamim. Im kain, chuvato achat minim eba lo tizkele. You just brought a brighter that said if he brings one behemah for an olah, that wouldn't be, that was enough. Because, daktiv, kasher tesu, ken yaseh, why is it enough? Amra papa yeshlamar, lo of itrabe, lo lat behemah, lo koshikain. If he can bring an oaf, and that's enough, then certainly a behemah is enough. Amra says, if that's the case, yachi, afilu mincha nami. Why isn't a mincha work? Miut kra Cain. The pasuk says Cain. That's a miut. But oaf hechi itrabe. Where did you find this oaf? They all said you included oaf, and that's enough. Tetarim banan. Kasher tasu Cain yaseh. Ma tem olah shlamim. Avu olah shlamim. That's the limud that we just saw. Shneamar. And this is the next pasuk. The next pasuk that comes afterwards. Zakal chukat achat lachem nager agar chukat olam dortechem kachem kager iye lifnei Hashem kachem kager. Minayin rabotet oaf. So just like you did it, so too the ger does it. How do I know to include an oaf? Tamalomar, ishei reyach nicholach lashem. Because it says you have to bring an ishei reyach nicholach lashem. Well, a bird is classified as ishei reyach nicholach lashem. Ezu davar shekulu lashem. What is a korban that's brought kulu lashem? That's an oaf. Avi omer, olat oaf. Olat oaf is something that goes entirely to the mizbeach. Nothing goes to the kohanim. It means olat oaf and not olat beimah, because by olat beimah, the skins go to kohanim. So we learn that olat oaf. Once we know olat oaf, then we can include olat beimah, which is much better than olat oaf. But we only included olat oaf from the beginning, and then we include olat beimah. Yochol shanim rabeach ilu mincha, I would include a mincha. Tamalomar kain. Torah says kain, which is a miut. So the cane is a miut. I have a riboy and a miut. I'm a rabbe the oaf, because that goes kulo mizbeach, and I exclude the mincha. So therefore, that's how I get this limud. The limud is that a ger has to do like you did at Har Sinai, which would be olah shlamim. But then I have an additional riboy that says I can just bring ofot, because it says you bring an ishe reach micholach la Hashem. That ishe reach micholach la Hashem. V'chi gor etchem ger o asher betochem adorchem asay ishe reach micholach la Hashem. Kasher tazum kein yaseh. And yishay reach mikol Hashem. Something that is totally Hashem is enough. What's that? That's a bird. So even though meikar adin should bring an olah shlamim, a bird will suffice. A bird that suffices here is an olah. So just like a bird is an olah suffices, certainly a behemah is an olah will suffice over here. So that teaches that that olah suffices. Mincha doesn't work because I have a miut. A miut says that kein. Kein works for this, not for that. Works for olah, but not for mincha. He should bring the shlamim, but he doesn't have to bring the shlamim. The olah is what's matirim. He has a dispensation that the olah is the makshir, allows him to join the kalan kodashim. It seems like he should have to bring the shlamim as well, meaning that he doesn't have to bring it, but from this, the way it's, the limud is working here, it seems like he should bring the shlamim, but not that it's an obligation to bring the shlamim. Okay, with that we'll stop.